item 7 from the Director of Audits, Audit Services Division, Office of the Comptroller, providing an informational status update on the implementation of recommendations contained in the audit report titled Audit of Milwaukee County Transit System Fare and Data Collection Systems. This item is also being considered by the Committee on Finance and Audit and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Hare, Mr. Bain.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jerry Hare, Comptroller, Director of Audits. I really want to take a moment and savor this moment because this audit was issued in 2009, and there were two open recommendations that both were pegged to the implementation of the new farebox system, and this addresses both of those open items. The first had to do with better farebox revenue control. The MCARD helps do that. The second had to do with better management information so that decisions about rates and routes and the kinds of hard calls you guys need to make every year budget time is more grounded in facts and less grounded in sampling and projections and, in our view, back in the audit, we point out that less reliable data. So this puts it to bed. We appreciate the long schlep it's been from the issuance of the audit to today, and we're just happy to say it's been implemented. So thank you.
I would like to first thank the manager of MTCS. I would like to thank the drivers who really was pushing this paperless vehicle. And I would like to thank the County Transportation Board Committee who also pushed this, said, hey, we want to work with everybody. So you had all three entities working together to make a better service for our clients. But the only thing that I would like to know, do we have more outlets, and have we got to the point that where a person can go to a machine and get their day pass yet? Have we looked into that, Mr. Bain?
So we can sell a day pass at the fare box with cash, or if a person has $10 on a card like Jerry has there, they can tell the driver they want a day pass, and the fare box will automatically take $4 of that 10 off and add a day pass on there. If it's a cash-paying passenger, we charge them $5 because we want to discourage the cash use. We want to move people quickly through. And when you get on the bus today, the predominant fare form is to come by with one of these cards, touch it, and move on. So it's providing fast boarding. It's providing good counting of our passengers.
Well, Mr. Frank, hold on. You just gave me some information that happened here, but I want to make sure I heard it. Now they can get a day pass off the bus that they can get for $5, and then they don't have to worry about transportation.
Correct. That's been in place for several months.
Mr. Bay,
the
only thing I got to ask you, why didn't you inform the committee?
I'm sure I did.
Can we go back? How many months you want to go back? Can we go back and just get the tape real quick? Unfortunately, no, you did not. Because you see how happy I am talking about they can get a day pass for $5. I'm always talking about how the outlets that we need to make sure, because some people, sometimes, you know, you give me opportunities to get on the bus so I can see what's going on. I'm happy to hear it. I appreciate that. Just happy to hear it.
And the web portal traffic is picking up. We had about $200,000 in sales last month on the web portal. I'd like to see that to continue. I think we can get up into the millions of dollars of revenue coming just off of the web portal, where people can also go and recharge those cards. So we've got a real strong system that I think is the envy of a lot of other transit systems at this point.
Good news. Someone's watching.
Thank you. I'm glad you brought up the web portal piece because, one, it's got a lot of potential, but what we have out there definitely needs to be improved. You can go on the internet, and when you just read it, it's like, oh my God, I don't have a legal degree. I don't know what the hell I think you're supposed to be buying. It's the language that they use on there needs to be completely rewritten to be simplified more. Also, the idea where it takes, I believe it's like there's a disclaimer on there that you load your card, but it may be up to 36 hours before it's actually cycled through the system so that you can use it. And that's the thing. So if somebody is at home at night and they want to put some money on their card so they get up and use the bus at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's no guarantee of that actually taking place that it could take. Like I said, there's a disclaimer on there that says up to 36 hours before it. And it sort of defeats the purpose of the convenience of sitting at your home and going on the internet and doing this system if you have to wait a day and a half to have it used.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I agree entirely. I say this is a system that's an envy of many transit systems because it is, but technology is moving very quickly. So let me tell you now, and I'll try to remember that I told you, and I'll bring this up again. We have a camera project that was mentioned earlier. A component of that camera project is a cellular modem that will provide some real-time connections to the camera system. We are planning to tie the farebox system into that cellular modem. So ideally, you could go online right now, add $10 to your card, and we've got to work with the vendor, but we're thinking maybe hourly would be good to update that information to all the fare boxes, because that's how the card-based system works. So we are looking to do that right now, tying it into this other project. It should be done by the end of the year. This depends upon programmers and time, but it's something we're very excited about because I think it really amps up the utility of the web portal. With people doing so many things on their phones right now, you could go to your phone, throw $10 on your card, and that same day it would be available to you. So I look forward to coming in and telling you that that's up and it's running and it's working well, because I agree that the system out there today is dependent on older technology. All of the buses need to go back to the station. They need to go through the garages and the fueling lines so that communication can occur, so the money that you loaded can get sent down and uploaded into the fare box, and we're looking to do that near real time.
Okay, well, it's just, you can go on your smartphone, get the Starbucks app, and you don't have to load anything. You don't have to do anything. It's, you pick what kind of cup of coffee you wanted, and the barcode scans it. That, I hope we don't get taken by these, you know, so-called information IT companies and all this kind of stuff, and we end up spending millions of dollars to get stuff that's a waste of time when, like I said, the technology is already out there, and it's simple, and it's cheap, and it's, you should be able to scroll on your phone what kind of pass you want, click it, and then it's boom, just like you do with a cup of coffee, and there is no, you know, lag or time or anything like that. It's just you'll see it on your credit card statement a month from now.
Well, Supervisor, I think they're trying to get there because I'm just amazed that we got a day pass and now they can get at that. So when
I'm trying to set the standard a little bit higher, but that at least we could get to the level of buying a cup of coffee.
Well, we're going to get there, because we're going to remind them, because we got it right on record, that when they get the cameras, they're going to show us a demonstration so everybody can see this, okay?
I know, so it only took us 7 years to get the audit.
Yeah, it took a while, so let's be happy. We slowly getting there. What's that sloth? It's sloth. And, you know, we slowly getting there, so let's get there. Do we have a motion to receive, place on file?
Sure.
We have one last supervisor watching. Madam Courtney, any questions, any comments? Madam Courtney, will you please call the roll?
On the motion that item number 7 be recommended to be received and placed on file, Supervisors Wyshawn Jr.
Aye.
Sartori.
Aye.
Sebring.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The motion prevails.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. And give us about Airport Director, what time do you think we're going to start our tour? Okay, give us 2 minutes. Everybody, meeting is adjourned.